Hello, hello. This is my second episode of season six. Welcome. Thank you for continuing to listen to the podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about something that I spoke about on TikTok today, actually, about the inner child. The inner child is a little person inside of us who is ahead, who has gone through a lot of things in that little child life and didn't get to heal them. And as an adult, those things, the trauma comes out in real life. Hello, my name is Musidi Siretlo. I'm the podcast host of Phenomenal Woman. It's a pleasure to have you here and listening to my podcast. I really love doing this. I am a trained life coach and a business coach, but I speak mostly from my own experience of what has happened, and I share my wisdom and knowledge to whoever is interested in listening. Before I talk about inner child, if you do have a lot of trauma in your life, maybe you were abused as a child, sexually, physically, or abandoned, emotionally neglected, I would suggest that you maybe seek the help of a professional psychologist or a therapist. Here, I'm just dealing with just top line things. I am not qualified to offer therapy, but I am qualified as a coach. Okay, so here's what I discovered when I started my inner healing is that I couldn't connect things. I couldn't connect dots. I couldn't remember my childhood, some parts of my childhood. I couldn't remember things that happened. And I realized that at some point I had disconnected. And the disconnection happened around the ages of 9, 10. And I can't remember some parts of my high school because I disconnected. I couldn't understand why I was disconnected and why I just couldn't remember some parts of my childhood, even though my childhood was amazing and so happy. But there were parts of me that just had disconnected, and I had put it in a little pocket to be sealed and never to be. So that's why I felt disconnected. And when I rewound and I went back and I realized there's a little child in me who felt abandoned, felt emotionally neglected and abandoned. That little child interpreted the world in a way that said, I don't feel safe because this is what I'm seeing. So I don't know what's going on. And so that little child told herself a story that I'm not lovable, I'm unworthy, I'm worthless, I'm ugly, I'm not enough. And so what happens is that little child comes as an adult, which is me, an adult me, and I'm attracting situations that reinforce that the narrative I'm telling myself, the story. So the story I am telling myself is I'm unlovable, not enough, I'm powerless, I don't matter, I'm invisible, all of these things. And so the things that physically manifest for me is that whole thing. I would meet people who bully me. I would meet people who would use me for money, for what I could give them. And I became a chronic people pleaser. I would get people who could ask me to do favors for them. I would be helping other people, and I would be so exhausted, not knowing why I'm so exhausted. I mean, we're laughing the other day. I started learning that there's something that I am doing in my life that's attracting people who are taking advantage of me. And I even had the same with romantic relationships that were like, yo, something is going on here. Why am I attracting, I don't know how to call the word, people who come into my life and I rescue them. And then as soon as they are healthy and okay, they move on. And that's what I started doing, work of inner healing, of going, okay, something in me is attracting that. And I found in my life, particularly, there's a 9-year-old and a 10-year-old who felt abandoned. I don't know why I felt abandoned. I don't know why I felt these things, but they are there in my head. I didn't know why. And so what happens as a result of that, as I grow up to feel worthless. And then I feel like I have no value. And then what happens is I attach my worth to things. I attach my worth to money, which wasn't a big thing for me. Money was never the biggest thing, but the biggest thing was my career. That gave me my worth. As my little child self, I was like, okay, in order to feel worthy, I need to attach my value and worth to something. And when that goes away, I started business. And my business goes well until I start failing and I realize I'm not doing well here. And then I realize I don't value myself. I mean, you should see the price I used to charge for myself because I didn't value myself. So I take 3-4 years and I realize there's something going on with me here inside, because everything starts from the inside. What happens in the external is just a physical manifestation of what we are thinking, believing, and assuming about ourselves. So there in me and even in you is a little child. And I'll tell you how we know there's a little child. Watch your triggers. Watch your triggers. So for me, my trigger were to be ignored. I hated to be ignored. I hated when somebody didn't acknowledge me. I hated when somebody was disrespectful to me. I hated it when somebody shut me down. I hated it when somebody shouted at me. That was my trigger. And in those triggers, I learned that I needed to heal myself. Now, a lot of people go on TikTok and YouTube and go, oh no, it's so easy. It goes like that. No, for me, I found it. The more I was trying to heal, the more my ego would hold me back. Maybe it's a result of sitting with the inner child for a long time. Maybe if you're younger, it could be easy. But I tell you what God did for me, and I love God for this. There would be lessons upon lessons of you need to heal this. And I thought, you know, God was throwing so much at me. Meanwhile, God was saying, you need to heal that inner child. Now, the other thing that happens when you don't heal that inner child, like me, you hide. I hid the pain through lots of eating. And I became obese. I had diabetes. I type 2 diabetes. And this is what happens. Some people will stifle their pain by taking drugs. Some people will stifle the pain by being chronic people pleasers and not living their life in full. Some people will be guilted out having to spend money on relatives who are guilting them and sitting at home and not working, expecting you to pay for that, for their life. Some people will go on and isolate themselves and become depressed, anxious. And the more you try and stifle the pain of that little child, the more the child will fight back, because that's what she's going to do or he's going to do. He's going to fight back, be angry. And you see it in our world today. You see there's so much anger, there's so much destruction. That is because some adult in there is bleeding. And instead of bleeding internally, they're taking out all the hate and anger in the world, not mentioning anybody. And so in order to start understanding why you're struggling, go inside yourself and try and remember, what are the things that trigger me? What do they remind me of? Because they will remind you of a situation where maybe you were shamed I was shamed for my body. I was shamed. I was told I was an ostrich. I was shamed, told that my tummy was big. And guess what? If somebody would say to me, you look fat, it would trigger me or would hurt me. Or shame because somebody said I'm ugly. And so that if somebody told me I was ugly, I would feel so much anxiety. The other thing I said was I was a people pleaser because I didn't feel I was worthy. So I would do so many favors for many people, and I found myself in a stressful way. So find out, take a pen and a paper and find out where you are. What are your triggers? How is your physical life happening? Because there's something in your physical domain that's not working out for you. Then you've got to figure out who and where and what was happening inside of me. The other thing that inner child will show you is fear. They're fearful. And the one thing they are so fearful for is they want to remain safe. And for me, that's another thing. I don't want to put myself out there. This is so uncomfortable for me. I had to force myself because I was like, I'm going to get rejected. Nobody's going to like my content. And even now, I'm like, okay, actually, I have had to stop myself from thinking like that. I'm going, you know what? Even if one person watches this video or even no one watches, I'm okay. I'm going to be doing it for me because I need it. It's a form of healing for myself and I'm okay with it. There was a point, there was a time I didn't do it. There was a time I was like, oh, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be. So that child will stop you from doing things because they don't want to feel unsafe. They'll stop you from pursuing your dreams because they don't want to feel unsafe. They want to feel unsafe. They feel unsafe. They will also attract partners in their lives who feel like a comfort zone, but actually those partners are not right for them because we are operating from a fear inner child mode or from a shame inner child mode. So that's why you see a lot of people, maybe they get married in their 20s or their 30s. And then when they reach their 40s, they're like, this partner's not for me. Because they've outgrown some of those aspects of themselves and they've healed. And the partner has not healed. And so another thing that we talk about is manifestation. We manifest that who we are. And so whatever is coming in your physical realm is being manifested from your inner child. Until you heal that inner child, until you make peace and give her love and acknowledgement she needs or he needs, you're always going to manifest from a point of fear. I hope you are understanding where I'm coming from, and I hope this is making sense to you. Thank you so much for always listening to the podcast. I love you and have a beautiful day. Thank you.